ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। There are many ways to repeat this word, Om Shanti. We can either say through our lips, or we can say through our heart, from our hearts. We can just repeat it as a mantra. But the right way of using this word, Om Shanti, is to feel the vibrations of Om, I am, and peace. Even though we say through our lips, I am peace, what comes on our face is love and happiness. That's the magic of this word, Om Shanti. Our Shanti, peace, is filled with love and happiness. Very often, Baba emphasizes on the importance of silence power in Brahmin life. And Baba has underlined this word, that it is silence power that is going to conquer science power. It is the power of silence that is going to help us to serve through the power of our mind. It is the power of silence that would help us to get the touchings that we can catch. We get from Baba the touchings at the final moments. Everything will finish, just silence remains. What is silence? It is not just remaining quiet without speech. It is the power of the mind. I would say that silence is the ability to listen to myself, in preparation to listen to God. We talk to God in silence. So it is not just to talk to God, also it's an ability to listen to others also. Silence is the bridge between me and God. Silence is when my mind, because there is a lot of noise in our mind, in the form of thoughts, So I can say that I am experiencing silence when the bubbling, the racing of the thoughts in my mind ceases to exist. We can also say that silence is coming from expansion into essence. Silence is a dialogue between I, the soul, and God. It's not only going into the roots, connecting with the roots, but it is connecting with the seed. Which means to return to reality. When my silence is deep, not only I am in conversation with God, even that thought becomes feelings. That I am totally absorbed, absolute, become like God Himself. So, one with God, one with the pure light. I could say that the analogy we can think of is when a caterpillar, after finishing the food that it takes for itself, it goes into silence, weaving a cocoon around itself, and it gets lost and disappears. And something happens inside. I would call it as going into the womb of God and disappear from this world and allow God to do His work on me. Feed me with non-physical food and give me non-physical relationship experiences. So suddenly I emerge from God's womb as a beautiful angel, like a butterfly. And that is why angels don't speak, but they speak through their eyes, through their face, and through signals. So Baba said once, the tools that we need to use in order to experience the power of silence is positive thoughts. In fact, it is more than that, pure thoughts, pure feelings, and language of the eyes. It is concentrated, pure thought. Never think that when you are in silence, you are thoughtless. But you are also not thinking. You are embodiment. You are the form of your thought. So that is why purity is very important to dive deep into silence. It is the purity that allows me to have the power of concentration. And so when I am in one with Baba, I begin to savor God's relationship, God's qualities. I don't need to think. My thoughts become experience. And I can stay in that silence as long as I want, provided my power of purity is perfect. So I thought this evening, we try to experience silence on four levels. Once Dadi Janki gave a class many years ago, you know, we can experience silence in four stages. The first stage is peace. It's peace. I need to be peace. I need to experience being peace. And that is possible only when you embody pure thoughts, total soul consciousness, not thinking and churning, I am a soul, and just hold on to that awareness and just be. That leads to the second stage, which is silence. By that time, we have already transcended from the corporeal world to the subtle regions. Because the power of purity, the energy lifts me beyond matter, and I see myself in my subtle form, and I see myself in the region of angels. So that is power of silence, where there is no speech, but just silence, subtle regions. And then, as I can hold on to that stage of silence, move on to the third stage, which is called dead silence. So I let go even of that subtle body, move beyond the physical and subtle into a bodiless stage. When someone leaves the body physically, they do not know they have left the body, but others will know. But still, the power, the energy leaving the body leaves a kind of silence in the atmosphere, which is called dead silence. But that silence, when a person leaves the body, is not blissful. It is a bit emotional. But when we experience dead silence, we feel, we know, we do it voluntarily, totally beyond the consciousness of the body, just the light. Just think about it. When do we experience bodiless stage in human life? When one soul leaves one body and go into the other, the transition is the bodiless stage. So which means if I want to experience dead silence, I need to die alive. Go beyond. To experience peace, you only need to detach. To experience silence, detached observer, pure thoughts. To experience bodiless stage, I need to go beyond. Beyond my body, beyond my name, beyond time, beyond my gender, beyond dead silence. That is when I really experience the bliss. Sat, Chit, Anand. Truth, living and bliss. I don't need to say that, but I am. That's why Baba says 1 minute of bodiless stage gives so much energy to the body as if you have slept for 1 hour. That much of energy you leave behind. And then the fourth stage is sweet silence. That is when I move even beyond being bodiless into my incorporeal stage. Videhi, seed stage. Mukti, when I am in my home, soul world, when I am totally liberated, when I am in my eternal form of light, complete, perfect, full, that is when I experience the sweet silence. So once I have this experience, it can be experienced sometimes while we are walking and moving around, and sometimes we can go into the deeper stages when we have opportunities like this. You know, in the form of a gathering, into the depth of silence. So it is a language, that is why they say silence is a language beyond any barrier. It's a soundless chant. You know, many times Baba talks about remembrance as ajapajap. It's a soundless chant. It's a language beyond all barriers. So that is something I need to experience so that when I come into the body, before coming into sound, I stabilize myself in the stage beyond sound and then come into the sound. Then whoever will listen to that sound, they go beyond sound with one glance. It works like a lullaby for a child. You know, mother actually sings the song, but the child goes beyond sound, listening to that sound. So we can give the experience of taking souls beyond sound in a second with one glance if we practice every now and then going beyond sound first and then coming into the sound. Maybe from today, you can practice what the Dadis had practiced in the yajna in the beginning. You know, when we meet any Brahmins, sometimes we just naturally just say immediately Om Shanti. But instead of that, 1 second, make contact with eyes. Become aware who you are. And then say Om Shanti after drishti exchange. It really gives us an opportunity to feel the peace of the soul, and that peace automatically spreads. So these 4 stages of silence at different time allows us to accumulate the power. And when we have the power of silence accumulated, then we can serve through the power of our mind. Our thoughts works like a laser. You know, when the laser don't have any barriers, it can surpass any barriers and reach any corner of the world in a second. So power of silence is the basis for serving through our mind and the minds of others. So this evening, for the next maybe 20 minutes or so, 20-25 minutes, let us go into the experience. This is just an introduction for us to prepare ourselves. So for the next 20-25 minutes, we will all go into step by step 4 stages and stay in the final stage of sweet silence as long as you want and continue that even in your actions. So sit straight. You don't need to write anything now. If your phones are with you, please turn them off completely. And there should be no movements in the hall. Everything counts. You know, we need to have stillness in the atmosphere, quietness. That helps a lot when we make our experiment to go into ourselves, dive deep into ourselves, so that we are able to be in touch with my eternal identity, and then it becomes very easy to connect. Recently Baba said, until I become incorporeal soul, I cannot connect with the incorporeal Father. So this is very important for us to remember. Stillness, quiet, and then silence. I withdraw my mind everything around me I allow all sounds and noise to fade away at a distance I turn my mind within. I become aware of myself as a tiny dot of light I am light. I am peace. I am light. A being of peace. Vibrations of peace emerges from deep within. And fills my mind. My mind has become like a calm lake peace. Pure peace, filled with power. In this experience of peace, I am deep within. Enjoying my true self, the real self, the soul. I am experiencing myself becoming so light and weightless. I can move away from this body of matter into the dimension of white light. I see myself in the body of light, in the region of white light. I have become double light. Light and light all around. This pure energy filled with light. In this region of white light, I feel the power of silence. Pure silence. I am moving very gently in my body of light, feeling so light, radiating silence through my whole being. in this region of white light, the subtle region, I am beyond the pull of the matter, free. I enjoy myself in my body of light, floating freely, spreading wings of light, feeling the power of silence, from this region of white light in my double light form, I move upwards, letting go of even this body of light. I am just a bodiless soul feeling dead silence. I am beyond my name. My age, my gender, time, just the light. I am Sat Chit Anand. I am truth, living and bliss. I am experiencing total freedom, being beyond the physical dimensions. A bodiless soul. Filled with peace, love, power, and purity. Dead silence. blissful feelings. Just the light. Feeling free. Enjoying bliss. Feeling the power, energy from within. I, the bodiless soul, I am pulled into the region of golden red light. My silence home, the soul world, I see myself as an incorporeal soul seed suspended in the region of golden ray light. Total liberation I am experiencing. My eternal qualities I am complete and perfect, full like the seed. In this home of silence, I see many points of light like me. I am pulled by one special light, the Supreme Light, the Source of Light, Baba. I touch the light of God. I am lost in the ocean of light. I am absorbed in God's light, filled with love. It is as if I have entered God's womb. Feeling the sweet silence. I stay in this experiencing, allowing Baba, the Supreme Light, to sustain me with His light and might. I am fully absorbed, lost in God's light and love. As if I have become one with God's light. In my home. In God's wombs, I am enjoying. The sweet sustenance I am receiving. In the form of love. Here, enjoying this experience of being one being lost. I am filled with so much of God's light and love. So together with Baba, I am radiating this silence, sweet silence, through my whole being, like a lighthouse into the world. I absorb light from the ever-lit light. I radiate light. I am light. I absorb light. I emit light. I absorb light. I emit light. Feeling sweetness, love, and silence. And now slowly, I allow my consciousness to return to my body of light, in the region of white light. From sweet silence, filled with God's power, I see myself in my angelic form, seeing the angelic form of Avyakt Baba. Receiving Baba's drishti in the angelic region, filled with love and power, I, the double light angel, bring my consciousness slowly into this world of matter. I see myself sitting in this room, sitting on this chair, in this body of elements. Radiating the power of silence to fill this atmosphere with the same silence. Try to experience interference, moving from the corporeal to the subtle, incorporeal, several times during the day, so you can maintain the internal silence while coming into the sound. That is one way of keeping the balance of self-service and serving others. So enjoy the rest of your stay in Madhuban, increasing your experience of depth of silence at several times, and accumulate so much silence that even the elements begin to respond to us in a positive way. Thank you. Om Shanti.